This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Hell Swisher County, coming in with another IPM update. So we finally had some rain roll across the area late last week. Of course, it wasn't enough, and of course, it came with a lot of pretty nasty hail and other things. Of course, the winds have been nonstop for us for what seemed like 2 months. We're bending flagpoles every direction, north, south, east, and west from all these winds, and it shows a little bit on the crops out there. Of course, we're not too worried about the corn or sorghum, but we have lost quite a few cotton fields in the area, and I just want to do a quick update for folks that to decide whether to keep or disaster out a cotton field. That, you know, irrigated field is going to need at least 27,000 plants per acre. That's easy to do. Just measure off a thousandth of an acre and count how many plants you have out there and average that. But what is a living plant? Yeah, you know, I was in some fields this morning that it should have been fourth leaf, but we had a lot of them gone, and we had nothing but a little bitty regrowth terminal to come back from, and that's a living plant. And at this stage, even though it's pretty much a tragedy, that's a plant that we need to keep in the field because it's going to be better than pretty much anything you can replant if there's at least 27,000 per acre. Dry land, I would probably keep more like 13 to 15. But, you know, and don't look at any bad weather stuff right behind the weather. You'll always mess that up. So it's a better idea to try to give those little alternate growing points a chance, a few days to come out and grow with it. With that, we're still seeing a lot of thrips in the area. Most of our acres in Hill and Swisher have been sprayed once if they were threshold last week. The rain sure it came hard and fast, and that helped knock them back again, but there were a lot in the system, and we're still coming across them. So most of our fields are sub threshold right now of that one thrips per true leaf. However, on some of these plants that have been knocked back and wind damaged and just have those little bitty terminal growing points is all they've got left, we might need to drop that threshold down a little bit and be more realistic, maybe consider half a thrips per true leaf that we have still attached to the plant would be a little bit more reasonable and feasible to go across like that. Beneficials have been pretty weak, not seeing a whole lot in the corn and sorghum. A lot of X-files out there in the cotton, especially in the heavy cover, with several weeks in a row. We've had false chinch bugs, we've had grasshoppers, we've had pill bugs, we've had cutworms, all have taken out some stands. And, you know, as we go to fix those, a different solution for each one. So you've got to really identify these things. And I can't say any one of them are widespread, but they are popping up quite a bit. And that's it for Hill and Swisher.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM agent for Floyd and Crosby counties. And following Blaine, we've been seeing thrips out here definitely been spraying for them, and also have been spraying for grasshoppers as well, but haven't seen any field that's been to a point of no return, I guess, with grasshoppers and such. But biggest thing is found some false chinch bugs over here in the cone area, and it definitely took out a couple of his acres surrounding a cover wheat field in the middle between two drip fields, and it definitely did some damage, and it takes a pretty high number for them false chinch bugs to do that kind of damage. And I mean, you can see them crawling around on the ground like ants, so definitely be aware and don't take them too lightly. But other than that, everything's looking great.
This is John Toby and Bailey Castro in Palmer County. First thing off, we didn't get a whole lot of the rain that everybody else got. We got a lot of the blowing wind and a lot of blowing sand around there. It's really beating up cotton early on. I'm seeing anything between cotyledons to seven leaf. I actually found my first real square down south here in southern Bailey County. Going back to the environmental, it just seems like the corn is able to withstand that because of the fact that it's just a part of your plant, and the cotton's having a little tough time getting up there. Corn's sitting at V7 to V8. Stepped into some corn over there in Castro County late last week and looking pretty good out there. They got everything they're going on pivots and all that, and they're pushing every water they can. Drips here are kind of low, a lot lower than what I thought they would be. In southern Bailey County, it seems like they're They're not as existent as I thought they would be. And I kind of mentioned last week that the corn's kind of keeping everybody safe up in Palmer and Castro counties, but I thought they'd be a little bit higher. There are some in Palmer County that don't have the cornfield right next to them, so they are a little more susceptible for the thrips to move into. But down south, I did notice a lot of the terminals being gone. As Blaine mentioned, you know, kind of going back in there and doing some stand counts and looking at those and whether it's a viable field or not, you got really have to get down and see if that terminal is still there and is still present and that growing point is still able to kind of push through that and get that 27,000 per acre that Blaine talked about. Other than that, everything looking pretty good out here.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.